You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Associated Press will cease news gathering and production operations on June 26th in every single state and territory in Australia, as well as in London. When AAP closes its doors, it's not only affecting journalists who rely on their content, but the entire media landscape of Australia. Paul Barry, a well-respected journalist for over 40 years and host of the ABC's Media Watch program, thinks that the AAP is a media backbone of Australia.
Well, it's a disaster for journalism, and it's a disaster for people who want to read unbiased, accurate news, because AAP has been the backbone of the media in this country. It sends a whole lot of people out to report on courts or royal commissions or parliament or whatever's going on anywhere, and those stories will now not get covered because the other media groups won't send people to those places.
News outlets such as News Corp and SBS are among hundreds of organisations who rely on the AAP's content. Journalist and associate professor at Monash University, Margaret Simons, says most people don't even know who they are.
You very rarely see them being reported by the media. Most media organisations prefer to promote their own reporters and their own individual efforts. But the fact is that AAP is an unseen contributor to most of the important news that we read.
AAP prides itself on delivering straightforward facts, but with the growth of free online content, they have been unable to maintain a sustainable business model. Media, Entertainment and Art Alliance President Marcus Strom says the AAP is vital for the media landscape of Australia.
It's an indictment on the landscape that we can't sustain something that is the bedrock of the Australian media industry, which provides thousands of stories every week, thousands of photographers that really make the Australian media industry work.
According to Paul Barry, the taste of news consumers is changing.
What it says about our taste is that we're far more interested in the crap that people put around on social media or stories about celebrities, and that's what we'll get more of.
He also explains that opinion pieces have the power to overtake facts, as opinion is easier to sell.
So opinion is good for newspapers and for websites, both because it finds an audience and because it's incredibly cheap to produce. So, yeah, I think opinion is more and more pushing out facts.
About 500 jobs will be lost due to the closure, including that of sports journalist Pam Whaley. Like many AAP journalists, there have been several instances where Miss Whaley has been the only journalist at a media opportunity, or the only journalist at an A-League game. Miss Whaley and her colleagues are unsure what the media landscape for journalism will look like after June, and she's particularly worried about what's in store for sports reporting when AAP isn't there to fill in the blanks.
Those quotes are also used in, you know, News Corp reporting or Nine reporting or A-League reporting or, you know, for the A-League website, that video is then shared by those clubs, because fans deserve to hear from their coach after a win or a loss. They want to know. They want to know these questions, and in a lot of cases, AAP is the only one there to ask them.
Associate Professor Simons reiterates Miss Whaley's concerns and says that with less news being covered, Australians will lose their power.
We will know less about what state governments are doing, virtually nothing about what local governments are doing, less about how the law is being enforced in our courts. We will be very much the poorer, and news coverage, which has already thinned out alarmingly in the last decade, will thin out even more so, which of course leaves us vulnerable to fake news and to inaccurate news.
News companies in more regional and remote areas with less resources will also be hit hard. John Bissett, CEO of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, says the closure is going to make it even more difficult for the 457 community radio stations across the country to get the news out.
I think for community radio, we don't have lots of journalists out on the road or in the newsroom. A lot of our journalists are volunteers, so we rely on that AAP news coming in to supplement our broadcasts and to provide that day-to-day and really important national and, international news.
That leaves Australians with the question of who is going to fill the void left by the AAP.
Who's going to do those? I think there's a real question for this country around where those sort of stories are going to come from. Are people reporting on local, you know, local government stories these days, or local court stories at the Dubbo local court? You know, where is that sort of content going to come from? I think where it's a real crisis for public interest journalism in this country.
Bernadette Clark, SBS News.